So we're now joined after that by manager of the women's team, Luke Podmore. 5-0, but they made you work for it, didn't they, in the end?
Yeah, it was a tough game. We knew that West Esbury and Cheltenham were going to be a resilient side. They've always been a resilient side, you know, that's the way they're set up. But I'm just so glad that our quality sort of shone through. And again, you know, when we come up against a different challenge each week, same with the county game really, we found a way to break them down, and I think we scored 3 goals in something like 5 minutes, which just shows again our quality. So yeah, really, really pleased for the girls.
I think it was 4-16. It was the second half was bish bash bosh finishing really, wasn't it, just to put it to bed. We were debating what you were going to do at half time, because it was a different challenge, because they were pressing our defenders, which we've not seen this season.
We knew what they play 3-5-2 as well, so we knew that they were playing the same as us, they were going to match us up. But yeah, we sort of changed the way we played in the second half, and I think we need to make sure we turn around a little bit earlier than we did, and play, be a little bit neater in the areas that we were trying to play in. And obviously paid off. I think two of the first two goals in the second half came from a ball over the top and slid in around the back four. So yeah, a bit of a look after the game. Like I say, half time, and we changed it up, and yeah, won 5-0.
I was going to say I'd give Reeves player of the match, to be honest, but we did give it to Fran Davis, and I think that's because despite all the pressure that they put on us in the first half, I've still not seen Gemma Jackson do a decent save. So I think that is down to the defence, and in particular Fran Davis this afternoon.
Absolutely, yeah, Fran was absolutely unbelievable again. But I think obviously with her being a little bit more busier than usual, we sort of seen all the qualities, and yeah, she's just such a good leader at the back there, you know, sweeping up, and even some of the headers she was putting there, she's making great decisions in good areas. And yeah, end of the day, if you've got Fran Davis at the back, you know, you're pretty much you're shutting people out.
And up front, you've got Jess Battle. And I can't remember the record, but 4 goals this afternoon. She's invaluable, isn't she?
Absolutely. Like I say, me and Mark were saying it. I said, even when Jess isn't as prominent in the game as what you like her to be, I think today she was okay. She held the ball quite well, but she still gives you 4 goals, which is just ridiculous. So no matter which Jess Battle you get, you still get goals, which is just what we need. So fantastic.
I know he's your boss at the moment, but she's very Tom Greaves-esque in the way that she 6-yard box, and the crosses were there, and she's there to put them over the line. There was all kinds of good displays though this afternoon. Cara Fields, I thought, had a very good game as well. But it takes us on. We've defeated another team with an undefeated record, Penrith last week, West Esbury and Cheltenham this week. Next up is Curzon, and I don't know how they got on today, but I believe they're still unbeaten, so it's a big one next week against Curzon.
I think they were playing in the Cup today, because their Argyle Cup first game got postponed. But it's a great game next week, sets up nicely. I'm fully confident that we can do the business. You know, we're preparing very well for it, and hopefully the result today also sends a message out to them. You know, I think these two teams play each other after us as well, which I'll be really, really interested to see how that goes. Which means one of them's going to drop more points. So yeah, if we do well next Sunday, and then obviously them two play each other, we could be looking really good.
And obviously on this week's This Club Is My Club, it's obviously been dominated by the last 7 days at the club, and you're a part of that with everything that's been going on. And how's this weekend been? Because obviously you were on the bench yesterday, you've done all the scouting and uneating this week, you went to an awards do last night as well for the women's team side of things. It's all happening for you at the moment, Luke. How's the week been for you?
Yeah, a busy week, but one that I've really enjoyed, to be honest with you. I love being asked to be involved with the first team. You know, at the end of the day, we are one club, and we've got all hands to the deck, and you know, anything that I can do, it's a little tiny detail that I can help them out to try and win the game. You know, it's great for me, and obviously for my experience as well, for the women's team as well. It, you know, that only widens my experience, and I can pass that experience on to the girls. So loved it. And the awards evening, representing the club at the obviously showing off our two trophies there at the Manchester Sports Awards, was great. You know, full of inspiring people. Obviously, when we got read out on stage, a lot of people, and you know, we're taking recognition that we'd won two trophies, and hopefully next year if we go back to the awards again, we'll have a couple more trophies to show off.
And a special mention as well for Dan, who runs the lines. He got recognised at the awards do. He's a women's team legend, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, I think got nominated off Tom Conroy. I think he does a lot also that we don't see with the women's team. He does a lot around the club. Fantastic to see Dan to get runners up again. We were there cheering him on, you know, when he got his award, and I think he's going to another awards dinner after that as well, and I think he's been nominated for another one. So well done to Dan, really pleased.
And well done to you, Luke. You've had a hell of a week, and keep up the good work.
Cheers, mate. Thanks, Ben.